Welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello, my name's Lee Pearson. I'm on the Train to Game Radio forum talking about my work I'm doing for the indie game scene in the USA.
All right, Lee, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Excellent. So, tell me a bit about you then, buddy.
My name's Lee Pearson. I come from Ashford originally. I was born and raised in Ashford in Kent. I spent the last 30 years in education full-time and all that. I've been drawing since I was about, since I was born. My obsession with monsters began when I was watching Ray Harryhausen films, and I started drawing loads and loads of monsters and loads of gory stuff. My father used to bring home loads of VHS videos, and I sort of got inspired by drawing things like that, really, and that's sort of how it all started.
Yeah, the good old video
nasties. Yeah, the good old days, the early 80s. I was only about 5 years old, and that's what inspired me to draw, really. And, you know, I just do it for my own enjoyment and just kept doing it. It was extremely violent. It worried my dad a little bit. And I just kept on drawing him. And it's amazing. Everyone just did it because I just loved and enjoyed doing it. I've gone back doing it today now. I've always had an interest in working on movies and video games, but I haven't exactly quite find the right thing to get there at the moment. So I'm still having a little bit more experience. I mean, I did courses after I left school. I spent from 1994 to 2008 doing all these art courses and all that. And I just felt myself, this is not really what I want to do. I want to do something in video games and movies. I've got such an imagination for designing creatures. You know, I've had it hard with my courses because I've had special needs. I had to deal with a lot of family problems, helping friends out, mental health problems, a lot of other things I had to overcome in those years. But I finally graduated in 2008 with an HND in Fine Arts with 9 distinctions, including Photoshop, and I got a distinction for Photoshop. And I wasn't diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome in 2008. I left college, schools, and university from 1982 to 2008, and I spent quite a few years just doing stuff for DJ teams. I had to ease myself down a bit and started, always wanted to do video game. My mate James Secker, who introduced this little car called Train to Game, calling out all the games designers, I thought, well, this looks interesting, really, really good. I looked into it. My dad said to me, don't do the course, son, because, you know, it can't cost you a lot of money. So I decided, I thought about it, that I had some guys come around my new flat where I'm living at the moment, and we talked about it, I looked to watch the video, and I thought to myself, this is something I really, 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 really want to do, because I love monsters, I love gore, I love all that stuff. Yeah. And without telling my mum and dad, I signed on to Train to Game.
Yeah. Yeah. How did they, I assume they know now then, do they, your parents?
Not yet at the moment, keeping it a secret.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Okay, Lee, so that's all good that you've done all that before. So it's now 2013, yeah. So what are you up to now, this year?
At the moment, I'm just basically just doing, working in indie game companies in America, just doing it online. I decided to grab a copy of Photoshop CS5. Awful lot of my money on computer equipment and my benefit money. I had to sacrifice food for it. I bought graphics tablets, scanners, printers, all sorts of stuff. I've been practicing the old graphics tablet from last year, and then just sort of like got used to the thing, and it just basically now I've mastered it. I mean, I don't know, it's about 10 months really, graphics tablet.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.